الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تكونوا كالذين كفروا وقالوا لإخوانهم إذا ضربوا في الأرض أو كانوا غزا لو كانوا عندنا ما ماتوا وما قتلوا ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم والله يحيي ويميت والله بما تعملون بصير. Following from the events of the Battle of Uhud, Allah further explains now and gives advices to the believers. One very important subject Allah is addressing here, which is called Tashabbuh bil Kuffar, to imitate the non-believers. This is one of the two major sins by which Allah's punishment comes in this world. When Muslims imitate the lives of the non-believers, and when the other is when Muslims mix with the non-believers and befriend them and become socialize with them and become very close to them. Those are two reasons why Allah's azab comes in this world. And if we notice recently, wherever upheavals in the Muslim community came, it was because we lived like them and we mixed with them very closely. So Allah is warning against that. And we also have to see that in our lifestyle, how much are we imitating the kuffar? Our education system, are we giving preference to the education system of the kuffar? Our holidays, for example, are we also making holidays like the kuffar make holidays? And our homes also, are we building our homes also like the kuffar build their homes? Muslims have got a distinguishing thing in all their matters. Do we maintain that or do we imitate the kuffar? So Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la takunu kal ladhina kafaru. Ey iman walo, tum nat mat ho unki tarah jo kafir hue. O people of iman, don't be like those people who have made kufr. Don't imitate them. Don't live their kind of lifestyle. You have got the most superior way of lifestyle, the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can you leave that and follow the ways of the kuffar, which are even worse than donkeys and animals? How can that ever be possible? So never ever make that mistake. And in many ways there are ways we can imitate the kuffar. Yeah, Allah Ta'ala is referring to some particular things of following the kuffar. وَقَالُوا لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ إِذَا ضَرَبُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَوْ كَانُوا غُزًّا لَوْ كَانُوا عِنْدَنَا مَا مَاتُوا وَمَا قُتِلُوا. اور کہتے ہیں اپنے بھائیوں کو جب وہ سفر کو نکلے ملک میں یا ہو جا ہو جہاد میں, اگر رہتے ہمارے پاس تو نہ مرتے اور نہ مارے جاتے. Allah says, what is the one of the things of the kuffar? When any of their people, their friends, brothers, associates, when they go out in the world, whether it is for business travels, other necessities, or that they go in jihad, and after that, if they have to die, then what do they say to them? Lokanu indana ma matu. Had you remained here by us, you should not have died and you should not have been killed. You should not have been made shaheed if had you not gone out. In other words, this is the way of the kuffar, that they think everything they are in control. And nothing, they think nothing is in the hands of Allah. They don't realize maut is fixed on its time and on its place also. Nobody can make maut come earlier or later. Nobody can get his maut anywhere else but where Allah Ta'ala has written it for him. In this also we have to think, how many of us think, and if somebody does come in an accident, somebody passes away, we say, had he not gone, this should not have happened. Had he listened to me and stayed at home, this should not have happened. This is exactly what Allah is warning, and this is very much common amongst us, that we have that outlook of life which the kuffar have got. ليجعل الله ذلك حسرة في قلوبهم تاكي الله دالي اس گمان سے افسوس ان کے دلوں میں. And because of this wrong thought, this wrong belief that they have, Allah Ta'ala will pour sorrow into their heart. That is, they will see all the time, they will think, like if things were in our control and things go against our commands and our wishes, then we feel very offended. So they think that the people, their lives are in our control. Had they not gone out in the path of Allah, had they not gone out to traveling where it was necessary for them, and they should have stayed by us, we think that should have protected them. But that is not the case, and Allah will make it that this sorrow will come into the heart because of this wrong beliefs of theirs. Now Allah states the true belief, وَاللَّهُ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ, or Allah He جِلَاتَ هِ or مَارْتَ هِ, and it's only Allah alone who gives life and who gives death. It isn't because you went in jihad, but that's why you died. It isn't because you went in a place where there was a plague, that's why you died. It isn't because you stayed in a place where there is a plague, an epidemic, that's why you died. No, death is fully, only, solely in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah is the only one who gives life, and Allah is the only one who takes life. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, or Allah tumhare sab kaam dekhta hai, and Allah is watchful over all your work. What you are saying, what you are doing, Allah is watching you all the time. And consequently, He will take you to task on the day of Qiyamah. You had this wrong belief, you had that wrong belief. And in that regard, we should be very, very concerned that we must not have any wrong belief in our heart. We might not be aware of it also, but we might be sitting with lot of wrong beliefs in our heart. And before morning, in fact, immediately, we should cleanse our heart of all wrong beliefs and aqidahs. And we should have the correct aqidah. With regard to this, great, great ulama also had wrong beliefs. And though they are quoted also extensively, and very good words and very good work of deen also they did. For example, some of the ulama believed that the world was not created. It's just all the time it's happening, that people are being born, animals are being born, the sun is rising, the sun is setting. All this has happened for essence ever, and it will carry on forever. That forever and ever people will be born, animals will come in the world, cows, goats, all these animals, and the sun will keep on rising and setting. And though they are so great ulama, influenced by the Greek philosophy, they had this wrong belief. Whereas the reality of the matter is, which an ordinary Muslim also knows, Allah created the world, then the world came into existence. And Allah will destroy the world, and this world will no more be in existence. So all we have to check our aqidahs. Many of us are sitting with wrong aqidahs, and that's a very, very dangerous thing. Allah is warning against that. Have the aqidahs of the Muslims, of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And it is necessary we check ourselves and whether our aqidahs, our beliefs are correct or not. And that we should become then strong, have yaqeen on their beliefs. Many of us have got the right beliefs also, but we are very weak, we have a lot of doubting about akhirat, about qabr, about jannah, jahannam, even about the being of Allah Ta'ala. Our yaqeen must be also absolutely strong and completely convincing on all the imaniyat, on all the maghribat, the things which we cannot see and which we have to believe in. Our iman must be 100% strong in that. And with that, of the 7 articles of our faith is on taqdeer also. We must have full yaqeen on taqdeer and know that that which has reached you, any problem, it could never have missed you. And what missed you, any good could never have come to you. What was written in taqdeer, only that is going to happen. So Allah give us tawfiq that we correct our iman, we work on our iman and have it corrected on the right things. We have our iman, and that iman must be absolutely strong and convincing. May Allah give us all tawfiq.